Many Republicans at the state capitol are calling for an end to film industry subsidies. Yesterday, the Michigan State House approved a bill eliminating the video industry tax incentives in October. Now, opponents say the program hasn't been effective in creating jobs in Michigan, and the money would be better spent elsewhere. For instance, eliminating the subsidies is one idea being considered as an alternative to the plan going before voters in May that would increase the state sales tax to raise money for road repairs. Now, backers of the film production subsidies say the incentives would work better if the uncertainty of their future was cleared up. They argue that good jobs can be the result here in Michigan. Our next guest on Current State is at the crux of the discussion. Janelle Leonard of DeWitt is the new director of the Michigan Film Office. Nice to see you. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You were appointed director of the film office by Governor Snyder just over a month ago. Talk to us about your background. How does your background fit in with the job of attracting movie makers to work here in Michigan?
Absolutely. Well, I did used to work in the administration. I worked directly with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and in that position, I had a great relationship with legislators. I worked on policy for the administration, did a lot of his external affairs work, and just worked internally within the office to make sure that the administration's priorities were moving forward. Prior to that, I was in the House of Representatives. I served as a staffer there since 2006. My relationships, like I said, with the legislature, understanding the political process, understanding the challenges that the film industry has right now, and making sure that their information and their the foundation of the industry is alive in Michigan, and understanding that gap between the industry and the legislature is one of the biggest things that I bring to the office.
But no direct experience in the movie or film or TV industry necessarily. You're just kind of an all-purpose policy person, right?
Not necessarily in the film industry in general, but one of my biggest focuses in any issue I've ever taken on, which has been vast. I mean, I've done anything from working with the administration on the bridge to Canada, to autism, to mental health, whatever the issue. But every issue that I ever took on, my whole goal was to leave it better than when I started. And that's the same approach that I take with this position.
Well, let's talk about this notion of dropping the film subsidies altogether, which is being promoted by some Republicans in Lansing. The Michigan House just passed a measure yesterday that would do that. They say the program hasn't been effective and that the money would be better spent elsewhere. Yesterday, the Detroit News reported that Governor Snyder opposes total elimination of the $50 million a year subsidies, hinting that if the subsidies are to be eliminated, they should be phased out rather than wiped out. Where do you stand on this issue?
There's supporters and opposers on both sides of any issue that you're going to find. My job as the film commissioner is only to implement a program based off of the parameters that the legislature and the governor sets. Right now, it's set at the program as a whole has a sunset of 2022, and then right now we have an appropriation of $50 million, and until that changes or the amount of money changes, then we're going to continue to implement what we have.
But do you think the subsidies should be trimmed or eliminated, or phased out, or kept intact, or even increased? Where do you come down on that?
I believe there is a foundation of an industry already in Michigan, and that we have a base here that we can provide a lot of economic gardening. For instance, of the 2014, we had $50 million appropriated, and of that, it'll generate $245 million worth of private investment, and it's expected to generate 2,181 Michigan hires, equating to about 1,300 actual full-time positions. So I believe there is an industry there, and it could be supported. But again, it comes down to whatever the legislature and governor decides. We'll work within that.
Were you surprised that Governor Snyder now says he's against the idea of eliminating the subsidies?
Well, he's provided some support in the past. So in the very beginning, he changed the program from a credit to an incentive and put $25 million towards it. And then this year, he actually recommended $50 million to go toward in his the actual recommendation for his budget. So he's shown some support. He's shown some support in the past for it.
What do you make of the general discussion, the buzz over this topic at the Capitol?
Well, it's an interesting perspective because the legislators are doing their due diligence with understanding that they have a transportation proposal on the ballot coming up in a couple of months, and they also have some issues with the mega credit and the budget shortfall. They're just looking at every avenue to make sure that taxpayer dollars are used wisely and efficiently.
Have any points been raised that you feel misrepresent the film subsidy program?
I believe there are more jobs associated with the industry than what they've actually accounted for. It depends on who you speak to, whether it be in the industry for the supporters or opposers. I believe there is more there than what is said.
Devil's in the details.
Devil's in the detail, as it usually happens.
Well,
so true.
It's interesting to look at the dashboard on the film office website. This is, of course, a big Governor Snyder thing.
The
dashboard approach. Yep. It's an interesting thing to observe. It shows that funding, going back to fiscal year 2012, and under incentive awarded, the numbers range from $17 million up to $37 million, and then $63 million, mm-hmm. down to $1 million in 2015. That's incentive awarded. But incentive disbursed lists figures of $12 million in 2012, $20 million in 2013, mm-hmm. and zero since then. This leaves $53 million under incentive awarded, but not yet dispersed. Is that where we're getting the roughly $50 million figure that we keep hearing about when we're talking about zeroing out the budget?
Sure. And this is one of the most confusing parts about the actual application process and how the film incentives actually work. So when a project comes to our state, we have them apply, and then that's when actually the clock starts. They have within 3 years after they receive an award and an allotted amount, mm-hmm. they have within 3 years to actually claim that incentive, to actually do the project, come back to the state, prove that they actually spent money on what they were going to say, that they actually hired the amount of people that they were going to hire, and then the state actually gives them the money back. We don't do it where we give them the money up front. We actually want them to prove that they are going to do what they did what they said they were going to do, and we actually go through an audit process for that. So the numbers that you see there is actually, it's a three-year process. So take the dates that you had, and then within 3 years, then that money has to be dispersed. Otherwise, the agreement goes into void.
What's the process of applying for and receiving an incentive from the film office? What are the criteria that you use to decide who gets the incentives and who doesn't?
Sure. My job is to ensure that we're being as diverse as absolute possible. We have a wonderful state. We have Detroit, which is on a huge comeback. We have a lot of private investment. The state as a whole is on a comeback with the unemployment going down. People are coming back to Michigan. We're retaining high-tech, high-wage jobs. I mean, it's a great story to tell. And any project that comes to the state, I want to look and make sure that they're putting as much into our economy as they possibly can, that they're hiring as many Michigan people, crews, that they're having the diversity of the state, whether they're filming in Detroit or on the west side or in rural or Reuben, doesn't matter, that we're just making sure that the diversity is actually captured.
You alluded earlier to some confusion over the advantages mm-hmm. to the Michigan film incentives.
Yeah.
How hard are you working in your office right now to clarify that situation for legislators? It sounds like that could be a big job.
It is a big job, and I am working right now to meet with every legislator possible to make sure that they know I have an open door and that that they know exactly what the film office does. Because as a film office, we actually assist and attract projects that want incentives and also ones that do not want incentives. So we actually provide scouting services, location directory, a production directory for any project that wants to come and film in Michigan. We are a resource to them. A lot of legislators don't know that. In fact, my own husband, who's a legislator, didn't realize that until I told him. Because a lot of people just focus on the drama of the actual money going out.
Representative Tom Leonard is your husband.
Representative Tom Leonard is
that
my husband.
I am learning that as we conduct this interview. He has sat right where you have sat here.
Yeah,
he's one of our first guests on the program. Janelle Leonard is our guest. She is the new director of the Michigan Film Office. Are you trying to change minds here, Janelle, that appear to you to be pretty solidly made up here?
Sure. Well, I feel my job is to make sure that legislators have all the information at their disposal, and then they can form their position based off of that. And any issue that I've worked on, it's mainly to making sure that they know they have all the cards on the table before they can form an opinion. That's what we're doing.
Is there a difference between filmmakers based in Michigan versus those from Hollywood and
sure.
elsewhere? How does that
sure.
play out?
Sure. I feel with the film industry, it's a balance of economic gardening versus economic hunting. Of the 27 projects that we actually awarded in 2014, I'd say probably 80% of them are actually Michigan-based. So we're actually supporting the home team there. But when the foundation there gets the opportunity to work on something big like Batman, Superman, Ides of March, Gran Torino, they want to have that experience because it only further develops their skills, their talents, the workforce, and it makes them more marketable in their industry as well. So it's a balance of both of them.
I'm learning that your husband voted to end the subsidies, which is an interesting interesting
scenario. Yeah, he slept on the couch last night. It's all good. It is.
Sounds like the makings of an interesting after-work discussion at home.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I mean, it's not the first time we've ever disagreed on an issue. It's not going to be the last.
It's a Madeline and Carville playing out right here in mid-Michigan.
That's literally what he said when I was
no
appointed.
Kidding.
It really was. No, it's good. With him, and we knew this when I accepted the position, he had actually voted against the expansion of the statute back in December that we are now currently operating under. With my appointment, I knew that, and I am just proud of him for standing on his conviction that regardless of me being in the position that I'm in, that he's accountable to the voters and that he didn't switch his vote based off of my position.
Would you rather see huge incentives going to big budget projects like the Batman movie, let's say, that, that has been filming in Michigan, including on the MSU campus, or more smaller incentives around the state with Michigan-based filmmakers?
It's got to be a balance of both. It really does. As long as it's supporting the Michigan jobs and it's actually attracting them, giving them more opportunity, then that's great. Sometimes it's with the smaller projects that are actually Michigan-based. Sometimes the industry wants to get that additional skill and those talents, and they want to work on the larger projects because it gives them a completely different perspective of the industry as a whole. So it has to be a balance, but my main goal is to make sure that the Michigan team's taken care of.
Janelle Leonard is the new director of the Michigan Film Office. We're talking about proposals to cut back film incentives here in Michigan, state film incentives. Let's get back to this real key issue as to payoff, as to the dividends of these incentives. A recent Detroit Free Press and Ernst & Young study showed that every dollar spent by the state on film incentives generates $6 in economic activity. And on the other end of the spectrum, a Senate Fiscal Agency report from 2010 showed the incentives only generated 10 cents of new tax revenue for every dollar paid out. This is at the crux of this whole thing. What do you make of that discrepancy?
Right. I believe it's got to be somewhere in the middle, to be honest. It depends on the variables that you're using. So we're actually looking into this as a project right now within our office, is to research what other states do, what the variables that they use. To me, when I look at the numbers, I see that the $50 million that we had appropriated in 2014 went and is going to generate $245 million worth of private investment. How can you quantify that? Some studies just use the tax dollar out and the tax dollar coming in, which is you know what they have to do, and that's what the variables they use on different programs. The film industry is a little bit different because with the private investment, the money's going back to the employer, which goes to the employee, which goes to the grocery store, the restaurant, et cetera. And how can you quantify all of that indirect benefit that you receive from the industry? In addition, how do you quantify someone like Ben Affleck or Clint Eastwood getting on The Tonight Show or doing interviews saying that Detroit's a great place to be and Michigan's an awesome state to film in? How can you quantify that? That's difficult.
We've got just 30 seconds.
Sure.
Clarify for us where you think the governor stands on this, though. He says he's against, he would be in favor of phasing them out gradually rather than suddenly ending them. Is he on the fence with regard to the long-term approach to Michigan film subsidies?
The governor is very pragmatic about all of the issues that he takes into consideration, and I know he's going to do the best possible job that he can to make sure that we have a very balanced budget.
But does that mean he's on the fence? Does that mean you can persuade him to maintain these
incentives?
I'm going
to do the best I can to ensure that every dollar we spend is done efficiently and effectively, and then if he decides to put his full backing support and increase, so be it. If not, we'll live within those parameters too.
And you are, in the end, you are an advocate of continuing the subsidies.
I will, absolutely. It's a great industry.
Janelle Leonard is the new director of the Michigan Film Office. We wish you luck. Thanks for joining us on Current
State. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I appreciate it.